95% of our lives are run and created by our subconscious mind programming. Imagine if your subconscious mind is running many negative, disempowering, and self-sabotaging programs. How will that 95% of your life turn out to be? Would you like help to change your subconscious programming into something that works for you and set it to attract and create everything you desire? Join Tamara Oviatt in her show Metaprogramming and the Human Biocomputer here on OM Times, where she will connect to the source energy and change your subconscious programming by deleting your negative belief systems. Tamara is the founder of Sacred Activations, a subconscious metaprogramming modality that rewires your brain and shifts hundreds of your belief systems so you can break away from lack, pain, and suffering, and take control of what you want to create in your life. Tamara has helped hundreds of thousands of people worldwide, and she is here to help you too. It's not about fighting what you don't want. It's about creating what you do want. And the only way to do that is to change and upgrade your subconscious programming. Let Tamara help you create magic in your world. Tune in every week at Metaprogramming and the Human Biocomputer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of OM Times. I'm Ella Isakov. I am actually one of the teachers. It's a very global community of us teachers. So I run teacher trainings throughout the year, both the practitioner and master's and medical intuitive under the Sacred Activations umbrella. And I also run very popular Sacred Activations webinars. I just finished actually the spring series, but I also have a fall series, and that's kind of how that goes. And if you're interested in staying connected, I actually have a YouTube channel. And every Friday at noon, I post this 10 to 15 minutes episode of Inside Healing. And it's just under my name, the YouTube channel. But let's get back to this. So today's theme is one that is very close to my heart and maybe everyone's. And I called it Me, Myself, and I. And it'll be about relationships with you as a human being, and then relationships with others, with money, of course, because that is very energetic and it very much comes from you, and life. And I'm not necessarily, you're going to hear a lot of kind of nuggets today. So I'm not going to go in depth into one thing, but feel free to reach out after. I'm going to be tapping into a bunch of things that I found really fascinating on my journey healing since 2004 and my transformation in relationships. But of course, most importantly to myself, with myself, which is why I called it Me, Myself, and I, because that is your most passionate, your most passionate, most loving, and the most important relationship in your life. And I'm not going to be talking about how to bring more people to you. I'm not going to be talking about how to bring money to you. I'm actually mostly going to be doing clearing and then uploading, which is really the subconscious metaprogramming that Sacred Activations is. This is the most advanced, it's not technology, but it is it is advanced. This is the only modality that will shift things on the genetic, on the DNA levels, where you literally shift how you operate into the world. It's like the subconscious metaprogramming. And this theme is really complex, and because we are complex, we are very layered. We think that this life alone impacts us. No. Our past lives impact us. Our formative years impact us. And that's actually where I want to begin. So our relationship with ourselves and most definitely with others is so greatly impacted, literally from our first 7 years of life. What people may not know, you may have already heard that the first 7 years were the most sponge-like. But yes, we take in everything, spoken or unspoken, even emotions and even the way the mannerisms and the energy of people. But here's the other thing. Not to get too much into it, but we have subtle bodies. And the one body right right next to our physical body is called the ethereal body. And during the first seven years, we're actually not fully in our body, in our physical body. We're still in our ethereal body. To make it more complex, that ethereal body is so connected to your mother. So everything for the first 7 years, if you don't have a good relationship or if you've had neglect, abuse, anything to the family unit, even if it wasn't your mother, but your mother didn't do anything, everything is shaped, a lot is shaped by these years. And if the mother is working or if she's neglectful or if she's not there a lot, that is why also young kids get sick a lot, because we want to reel the mom back in. Yeah. So this is really the foundation. There's also, of course, the foundation of the karmic stuff. We'll get to that. But the foundation of the first 7 years, and I myself had a very chaotic, but I was lucky. My greatest blessing was being put into foster care at age 12 into the foster care system. But I tried to run away in grade two for the first time. Then I tried to run away. I don't know. Grades are better for me than ages, grade five. But everything, this is our foundation. If this foundation is broken, then our nervous system, we're in survival mode. We're in survival mode because our foundation, our grounding is not there. Mm-hmm. So that is first and foremost in not feeling worthy, not feeling safe in the world, and your nervous system just always being in hyper alert. If you're hyper alert and really aware, that's you're probably still living in survival. In fact, we spend lifetimes living in survival and in our survival instincts. So you can see how crucial the formative years are, but it is possible to overcome. It is possible to shift. And most importantly, to clear the way. Yeah, beautiful. To go even deeper into that, our ego is not fully formed till we're 18 or 21 years old. So if with anything that's going on up to that age, we may go into dissociation, into disconnect, even. Not to get too deep, I don't want to spend time on this part, but even sitting at your desk at a young age and writing, that is not natural for us when we're being formed in our ethereal body, and then even when our ego is being formulated. But nowadays, the ego is actually being formed earlier with the new generation that's coming up. And all of this impacts your relationship with you first and foremost, how you relate to you, the blockages you have as well. And I'm not going to talk too much about the heart, but the heart opening is the essence to everything. So with our heart closes at a young age from not feeling safe, from abandonment, from mistrust, it closes up because we just like all we know is protection mode. Mm-hmm. And that's survival mechanisms. Okay. The other big piece about this, which I'm going to run an activation for, is we get defragmented, which means fragments of us are actually also in past lives where we've had trauma, because we've had like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of lifetimes. And before that, probably galactic lifetimes. That's for another episode. So we are fragmented. So how do we bring ourselves back? And it's to have that complete relationship with yourself, first and foremost, is to start to reel back pieces of you back. And I will be running an activation for this. It's actually one of my favorite sacred activations called Inner Child Reconnection. Okay. Just to give you an idea of how much our formative years and our past life traumas impact us. That's why I really wanted to start with that. But then there's also the DNA. And the DNA is like a digital recording. So we're already born into this world with ancestral stuff, and also our stuff in our DNA. And that's why when we shift it, we call it junk DNA. How do we get rid of that parts that are not serving us? And that's where sacred activations is magical and powerful. And that is why also why some of the activations takes like 6 months for some of the sacred activations to fully integrate. But what's living in our DNA and from past life traumas will affect our relationship with food, with others, with your body, so much, with every patterns, behaviors, and others. I'll give you an example, actually. I had a client, and I said, you had a past life. It came to me so clearly. You had a past life where you died of starvation. And I had to clear, move some things for that. And she goes, oh my God, you would not believe it, but my whole life, I found it really hard to share food with other people. It got me angst. It got me angry. And this is just a little, but it's actually not a little. If you know the book called One Life, Many Masters, it's a great book to show you how our past life traumas impact following lifetimes. Okay. So everything really in life is a reflection of us. We are a mirror. Even for relationships, we actually attract people for even our triggers. Our triggers are our greatest lessons, and people that trigger us are probably the most important people in our life, even though we probably want to stay as clear from them as possible. They have something to teach us. And I still get triggered, but now I'm much better at reflecting on it. I was triggered. It's also like if you have issues of abandonment or if you have issues of neglect, all of that, it's so layered as well. So gosh, I'm still healing. I'll probably be healing till my last breath. And hopefully I still have that privilege to do so. And we just tend to stay clear. We get moved towards anger. But if we reflect on it, if we reflect on that person, because as I'm being triggered by them, I am also a mirror for them. So it's a two-way street. It's not just them being a lesson for me. It's also me being a lesson for them. Not to get too complex here, but do you know that some of your relationships in this lifetime are unfinished relationships from the past lifetimes? For example, she's actually a colleague. She's not just a client. Her son in her past life is her husband in this lifetime. Because we have contracts, which I don't want to get too much into that, but we have unfinished business. They're still karmically, or we're still karmically tied, which is still unfinished business. So we have to work something through to clear that. And this can take lifetimes, right? Because most people go, we live 95% of our life in our subconscious mind, led by our culture and our religions and our family. And generational trauma is a huge thing. And thank goodness for people like Gabor Maté. If you don't know him, get onto him. He's all about the trauma and the generational trauma and how we can start to stop it in our tracks. Okay. I want to make sure I get all this covered, and I'm sure I'm jumping around, and I hopefully it's all making sense for you guys. So basically we create our own reality. So if you thought that you were coming for me to just bring things in for you, healthy relationships, all the clients, great work, and all the money, you're half mistaken. I'm going to be mostly working from the inside out for clearing you, for creating space within you. Yeah, and helping you understand that everybody around us is our teacher. And more so, actually not more so people that trigger us, but also the people that mirror back kindness and start to shift things that, for example, I had a really hard time trusting women still sometimes to today, for some reason, all through my life, I've had such weird women feeling jealous and judgments and doing such weird things with me, to me. And including my foundational, my mother. But even now, when a woman reaches out or does something grand, I have this moment where I don't believe, but then I check in with my deeper parts. And this is how your journey evolves. And then I know, okay, this is real. And this is what's happening. So things shift, but it doesn't mean you won't get those little strings of pains of the past or experiences of the past won't come through in that moment. But then can you catch it in that moment? And just know that that is an illusion. That is false. And trust that what's in front of you is real. And that someone's intention is real. That wasn't in my notes. That's a bonus. And that's a really big one. Because you won't stop being triggered. But how you respond is everything. But how you respond is about what's inside you. Because everything in life is a reflection of what's inside us. And we can always control what's inside us, but do we choose to consciously do so? What I mean by that, do we choose to take that trigger and reflect on it and understand? So that will never change for me. I know I'm a work in progress, and I hope that will continue. And our whole reality is created by what we project out from our internal consciousness. So our thoughts create our world, but our thoughts also are what impact money. And yes, if you came for money openings, you came to the right place. I've got you. Sacred activations got you, but I'm going to throw in some nuggets before I got you. You get the gist. Okay, beautiful. Yeah. So anytime we have a trigger, it's reflecting back our wound that still needs tending to, the inner child that's still screaming or crying that needs consoling. And oftentimes when I do inner child healing in my sessions, I bring the inner child next to the person. I ask, they have to kind of connect, and the client has to see what do you need? Then the inner child tells them, and then what's the most important piece of that is to bring that inner child into the heart. If that doesn't happen, the inner child might still not be fully, well, this is a deeper conversation, but the most important thing is to bring your inner child back, inner child's, this fragments of you back into your heart. Yeah. And that is why the triggers, and that is why moving out of your comfort zone is important. If we'd like to stay cushioned, we like to stay safe. And it's mostly because inside, subconsciously, we do not feel safe. And that's why we like to stay in our bubble. But most wondrous things, most expansive things, the richer things, your purpose probably too, are outside your comfort zone. Was it Pema Chodron? Well, anyway, Wayne Dyer was talking about how always kind of be floating slightly outside of your comfort zone. Can't remember his name. He's amazing. He was actually a psychiatrist. Thank you, Brian Weiss. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. That book is incredible and goes by themes. So each stories by themes. I've got goosebumps. Like somebody here obviously needs that book, because I've got goosebumps all over me. Okay. Oh, the talk of money. Let's get onto it. So much impacts your manifesting money. And the thing is, we like to work hard and force it and get the coach and get the therapist. But there's so much, energetics are really the game changer for making way for abundance, because you have to clear the way for it, but then you have to expand your bandwidth. And you have to be, first and foremost, feel worthy enough to know that you're worthy of more, feel safe to have money. Yes, feeling safe. A lot of reason why we stay in our comfort zone, including money, is to be safe. And this is where the trauma is just like, it's compounding effects on all of parts of our lives. And then the heart, if you don't have an open heart, nothing will shift. I don't have heart activations, but I have activations that will start to bring you to fifth dimension, which is the heart. Everything's to move you towards love, towards pure love. Okay. So these, here are some of the things that impact money. Homeland trauma, even if you weren't born there. So I was born in Russia. Not only was I born in Russia, where everything's controlled still to this day, the wars, the impoverishment, I mean, during World War II, I think more Russians died of starvation than people died in the war. And I have family living in Russia. So the other thing that's hugely subconsciously impacted us not making money or not making money is guilt. My father's still there. My half siblings are there, although my one half sibling is moving to Israel because I know all the opportunities I have, and I know how they're just like, well, now it's even worse, just trying to get a job now. And my niece is also going to be moving to Israel. Will be more opportunities, but all of this impacts you, even if you don't think about it. Even if you weren't born there, even if you're second generation, living wherever you are, that's first world country. Then there's a caste system that's subconscious. And that is about your environment. That is also about the formative years. But we subconsciously believe that it's possible for them, but not for you, me or you, like for yourself. That is a huge subconscious belief. And that's another reason why we stay in our comfort, like we stay in our lane. Don't stay in your lane. Get out of your lane. Oh, I had to go there, guys. And this is huge. And I remember I was working, I've always believed more, even when they try to lower my, because they put me in this box as being a foster child, you know, have reasonable dreams, you know. And I've always rebelled. So I guess there was always some kind of will within me, because I've always rebelled against anybody saying I can't. Okay. And you know that we become the five friends that you're with, you probably already know this. The five friends that you're with is probably who you like. So as you progress in your healing journey, you will probably notice that your friends will shift. Why? Because as your worthiness shifts, as your worthiness shifts, what you expect from others shifts. You'll take less. Your boundaries will go up. I'm not running that activation. I got more important activations, but there is one for activations. And then, of course, the karmic trauma around money. Like, were you killed for having money? Did you lose all your money in a past life? All of this impacts. Oh, it's 12 to 2 in my time zone, 12 to 2. And then the extreme fear of change, which is being back to feeling safe in the world. You can see how I'm running so much, but really the two most important sacred activations today is I am worthy and I am safe. And 0 to 7, an inner child reconnection. All the rest are also important, but those four are going to be huge. The other thing is, it's also, I guess, fear of change is fear of not being accepted by others. So a lot of people subconsciously don't like rich people. That could be you, or you judge rich people. So subconsciously, we also don't want to change because we worry that we're not going to be liked, we're not going to be accepted, we're not going to belong. And that is a huge, like that is the essence, that's like the root belief. So if you don't have that, you're not going to try, you're not going to move So it's a hard journey. It's not an easy journey. I think I said everything. Oh my goodness. Am I on track today? What? So today is not about bringing money to you, but it's about shifting the codes within your DNA. And also shifting on what your capacity is to receive and knowing that you're worthy to receive it. So creating space and expanding your bandwidth, your energy, and knowing that you're worthy of everything. You're worthy of more, not even everything. You're worthy of way more. And the other thing is, here's the thing, if you're not ready for more, which is why, in fact, I was talking about this, why many people that win the lottery lose it. I believe it's like 75% of the people that win the lottery lose it. Because if they can't absorb it, they can't handle it, it breaks their system. Energetically speaking, it breaks their system. So today's work is huge, actually. And yeah, if you win the lottery, after this, after today, you have to hold it. I want to leave you with one thing. Everything today will hopefully lead you to the greatest relationship is with you. And that comes from self-trust, is trusting you, trusting that you can manage no matter what ocean, like which part of the uncomfortable zone you're reaching towards or how wide that you can. So it comes down to self-trust, and then it comes down to self-love and opening up your heart. And it requires courage and requires worthiness. Courage to know that you are worthy of everything. And gosh, I mean, haven't we been told things? Oh, you can't try that. Oh, you can't go for that. Oh my gosh, if I told you all the times people said, I can't, I shouldn't, no, it's dangerous, no, I'd be rich just by collecting dimes or whatever they say for that. But I want to leave you before our commercial break is with this little, I guess a kind of poem. Through darkness comes light. Through failures comes lessons. Through discomfort comes contentment. Through the deep lows come the deep self-knowing. And with that self-knowing, you're magic. Nobody can touch you, and you'll touch so many. On that note, I think it's time we'll take a little break, and then we'll get into the energy magic of sacred activations.
Om Times TV. Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust spheric approach. Om Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, Om Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an Om Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on Om Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive Om Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. Om Times. Open yourself to the possibilities. Do you want to go deeper into sacred activations, which is a subconscious metaprogramming process? Tamara Oviatt is inviting you to visit her website at tamaraoviatt.com to sign up and get lifetime access to free 7 activations that you can listen to anytime you want or as often as you need. If you like what Tamara does and like to incorporate sacred activations into your life, she also offers live webinars, masterclasses, and practitioners training to further support your healing, manifestations, and expansion. There are hundreds of activations on her website that address different aspects of your life, money, health, relationships, intuitive abilities, and more. Head over to her website at tamaraoviatt.com and experience the magic of sacred activations. Thank you for listening.
If I could be you, and you could be me, for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's minds.
Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Well, before you abuse, criticize and accuse. Walk a mile in my shoes.
All right, guys, get comfortable to receive these. Actually, it's not an excessive amount. I really want to make this meaningful and not like, you know, but I wanted to say one thing is that I just said during the break, while you get comfortable for it to receive, is shift the fighting to the flow, because I had to fight. I've been fighting my whole life to achieve things. And that also keeps your nervous system in a wreck. So move into the flow. And one of my favorite sayings, and you can steal it, is take the wisdom, ditch the suffering. And then you're free. And that's what we're moving towards today. All right, let's get comfy. Close your eyes if it feels right and just take a few deep breaths. The energy is already running. Oftentimes, even before I begin, but imagine the white light. And then inhale that white light up beyond the crown of the head. Exhale out your nose, and you and the white light go down, down, down through all the layers of Mother Earth until you get to the heart of Mother Earth. And if you see a bench or a chair, go ahead and sit or lay down. And know that you are safe. And just say in your mind or out loud is actually better. I open up to receive, and I know I'm worthy to receive. Starting now with 0 to 7. They're shifting the formative years of anything that you picked up from your anybody around you, not just your family. Here we go. So much pain is seeing a lot of 4-year-old stuff. So just breathe and allow. I'm going to start inner child reconnection. This is collecting fragments of your inner child this lifetime, past lifetimes, back to you. I'm going to stack the next two. This is about shifting the DNA, the recording that you'll have. So family line stops here. So stopping the generational trauma and karmic loop. Karmic loop is more you yourself repeating patterns. And if generational family line stops here is the generational trauma that's still living in your DNA and being passed on. Accept to receive if you're open. I'm going to run, stack, I am worthy, and I am safe. Because you are worthy to take up space. And until you feel that, worthiness, it's going to be really hard to bring things in. Because you have to subconsciously and consciously know that you're worthy. And I wish that the feeling safe, both in the world, in your body, in your life, was talked about more, because this is a real thing. We don't feel safe in our body, in the world. How could we possibly bring something in if that's not the case? I'm going to stack these two as well. Fight or flight deactivation. So balancing your nervous system. Getting you out of hyper alertness so you can really feel safe. And then open. So starting to fight or flight. Release sacred activation. Oh, so actually breathe expansively. Addiction redirection. This is everything from holding on to the suffering, anger, food, drugs, sex, alcohol, all the things that are keeping you numbness and distraction from facing you, cultivating that relationship with you. Addiction redirection. Sacred activation. Technology distraction, TV addiction. And you cannot cultivate self-love if you are not taking time for it, to be with it, to feel it. Mirror, mirror, sacred activation. Just to see, have more in your awareness, all the things that are reflecting back to you, both your beauty and the things that you need to still face. Acknowledging both sides of that, not just the triggers. You know that the people that we are often jealous of or that we envy are because that arises because they're part of that is the same, that is within us. So seeing that as a message, sign. playing it small. It's part of worthiness. It's time to play big. So we're going to deactivate that. Soulmate. So accept your seat. This is more for you being your own soulmate. It's cultivating your most aligned, most authentic, your essence. But yes, it will also bring in the soulmate in your work. If you're looking for a life partner, all of that. But soulmate. Abundance connection. This is the one that will start to release entanglement in the programs and the conditioning from society, religion, your family, of poverty or scarcity consciousness, and will start to bring you to the fifth dimension, which is love. And I'm going to stack on that money stories. What are your money stories that you're clinging to? Let's clear those limiting money beliefs. And yes, you can have it all. Stacking onto that money gene activates the money gene and the codes brought by the law of abundance and connecting you more to the unconditional love and abundance vibration of the fifth dimension. I'm going to stack the next two. First one's called Get Your Mojo Back. Get Your Power Back to You. And activating your winning gene, shifting the codes in your DNA and clearing the way for abundance and winning and clearing fears is what they're saying as well. And the last sacred activation is Home Sweet Home, or today we can call it Me, Myself, and I. And how do you create that most wondrous, loving, incredible, open home for you to reside in? Accept to receive. Most important relationship in your life, the one with you. And the last couple are just to help with integration. Phoenix rising, ease and grace, and nervous system upgrade. Just to help integrate with ease and grace. And you want the nervous system to go with you as you heal, it's really hard to shift things when still in sympathetic nervous system. In truth. And while the last ones are running for integration, go ahead and make your way down to the heart of Mother Earth. All the layers, maybe see a bench or a chair, sit or lay down, and just feel the vibration of grounding. Go ahead, inhale. Make your way to your heart center and just take a few breaths, spreading the light or the energy in your heart center. Maybe repeating out loud, I'm fully back into my body, fully grounded, supported, and loved. I'm fully back into my body, fully grounded, supported, and loved. I'm fully back into my body, fully grounded, supported, and loved. Take a few more breaths. Start to wiggle your fingers and wiggle your toes. And next inhale, gently open up your eyes. Om Times, Tamara, thank you so much for having me back on Om Times. Thank you for everyone that joined me. Yes, you will get the recording. And I'm here. Reach out if anything didn't make sense or if you have any questions. I threw a lot of stuff at you. Hopefully, if it doesn't digest now, give it time to digest. That includes the activations. Much love and healing and moving to your greatest love affair with you. Bye for now.